And we're here live from FrioCuff in South Fremantle. Shout out to FrioCuff. And we have our guest, Carthen. What's up, Carthen?
Yes,
welcome.
Sir.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me, bro.
So, today we've got an exciting guest who's making waves in fashion and content creation, hailing from Hong Kong, China. Let's dive into the journey of freelance fashion model and content creator, Carthen. Carthen's path has taken him from prestigious runways in the UK with brands like NNEE.
Oh, yeah, there's the photo shoot, yeah.
Oh, that's the photo shoot?
There's
the photo shoot. Is that in the UK?
Not in UK, just UK label.
Oh, UK label?
But I did the photo shoot in Perth with the Parker & Stone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so UK label. He's collaborated with Perth labels like Turner Burko and MAUA. His portfolio boasts impressive events like Cannes Fashion Week 2023, Kevin Murphy Hair and Fashion Show 2022, and Perth Terminal 2 Airport Fashion Show just in 2022. In this episode, we're going to talk about viewing fashion and modeling in Perth from an international perspective, exploring the fashion scenes of Hong Kong, China, Japan, and South Korea, being a content creator, staying motivated, and more. So whether you're an aspiring content creator, a fashion aficionado, or simply captivated by digital storytelling, get ready to be inspired as we unravel Carthen's journey live from FrioCuff on the Digital Creators Podcast.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Let's go. So tell us about your journey about coming to Perth.
So let's talk about my history. I was born in Hong Kong, China. Yeah. So I was studying the high school, which is the high school's combined fashion and sport.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not the fashion designer. I'm not the fashion. I didn't study fashion in my high school. I did like a football in my high school. But how to say, like, I'm in the high school because on that time I'm quite tall.
Yeah.
So my cast.
Did you play basketball? I feel like you should have.
Shocker. Shocker. I've been a shocker player in my high school team. Yes. And then my first runway in Hong Kong is in high school. I think it was 14 years old or 16 years old. And because I was quite tall, and my castmate, she told me, like, hey, how about you be my model for me in the fashion show? I said, why not? I can do it.
Like, did you say they had fashion at your school?
Yeah, they did. Because
is
of
this high school?
In my high school, it's like a sport and fashion.
Oh, really? They teach in Hong Kong?
In Hong Kong.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't study a local school. I did study private school. Not the public school, yes.
Oh, private.
Yeah, private school.
Okay, and why do they offer fashion as a course in Hong Kong, do you think?
It's because I think on that time it's a lot like a high school trying to focus on more like a Hong Kong fashion and trying to develop a Hong Kong fashion, like let the student to have a more fashion scene in Hong Kong develop.
Okay. Is there quite a big fashion scene in Hong Kong? I mean, I've been there. I went to Hong Kong for the first time this year. I didn't know much about it. It's my first time going there. I did learn a lot. But the more people I talk to, the more I discover. I know Hong Kong is basically one of the epicenters of art in Asia. It's like, apparently it's the epicenter of art, and they have art bars all there and lots of international galleries. But I wasn't too sure about the fashion scene. So can you tell us about the fashion scene in Hong Kong?
I think it's in Hong Kong, it's because their history is quite international. So like fashion is in Hong Kong is quite popular though. Like they're in Hong Kong, local people, they very love like Japanese fashion, Korean fashion, something like some stuff like that. So I mean, Hong Kong government is quite going like a Hong Kong fashion at the moment.
Does the government in Hong Kong like appreciate creativity and try and do lots to kind of cultivate creativity in Hong Kong, do you think?
I think so. I think it's still growing. Okay. Yes.
So are there a lot of fashion shows in Hong Kong? Like when I was there, I did see a lot of advertisements from like big fashion brands. You had all the stores there.
Yes.
Like in Perth, you don't have many big stores. We have the Louis Vuitton store. Yes. We have the Gucci store.
Yeah. Is there a lot of big camping, like a big label camping in Hong Kong? It's because in Hong Kong is like a shopping paradise, you know, like a lot of people come Hong Kong for shopping. Okay.
Why is that? Is it cheaper than other places?
I think cheaper than like Europe. I think so. Like a lot in Hong Kong is a lot like a fancy label.
Yeah, people I did notice that. So people come to Hong Kong from
shopping
from all parts of Asia for shopping. It's like a shopping destination.
Yes.
Also, it is an art destination. So they have, because when I was there, I was looking for shows to shoot. I couldn't find anything. I know you have the exhibition center there. I think that's where lots of things happen. There was a very commercial fashion event there. I think it was more kind of like looking for buyers looking to buy materials rather than an actual show. But from like growing up in Hong Kong, have you attended fashion shows over there?
I didn't attend any fashion show in Hong Kong, but when I was 18 years old, I've been moved to here to study international student here.
Oh, so, okay. From 18.
Yeah. From 18. Yeah. So I didn't attend any fashion show in Hong Kong, but I knew that they do a fashion week in Hong Kong as well. Nowadays.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. They do have fashion week.
I think it's
in Poly University.
Oh, okay. Yeah, which part of the year?
Like they have a fashion week in Hong Kong every year, I think.
Oh, fashion week.
Yeah, fashion week.
Okay. Is it run by a big company? I'm just looking online here.
Yeah.
Let's see what I can find. So I'm just reading the Wikipedia. I'll see if I can get it up for you guys. So here we go. Hong Kong Fashion Week. So Hong Kong Fashion Week for Fall Winter is the second largest fair of its kind in the world and largest in Asia, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council. It's held at the Hong Kong Convention Center in January every year, and it's been drawing buyers in big numbers for over 40 years. In 2009, the fair featured over 1,400 exhibitors from 23 countries. Oh, okay, cool. I'll see if I can pull up some photos. So it seems to be quite a big thing. But it seems to be commercial. I'm going to see if I can get some.
Yeah, it's quite commercial in Hong Kong.
Yeah, it looks, just looking at the images here. I think it's very commercially based compared to Japan. Like I went to the Fashion Week in Japan.
How was it, bro?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, it was. Fashion Week in Japan was so welcoming. Like everyone, like I just applied and they accepted, and I could just go into the show, take photos. Everyone's super chill. Even backstage, I was there taking photos. Very creative style there. I think that's why I was attracted to the Japan Fashion Week, because more creative than I think Fashion Week in Europe or
I think in Asian country, right? I think fashion in Japan is very popular. Like they are very supportive.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. It's like ingrained in the culture. And I think in Hong Kong and China and South Korea as well.
They still
part
growing.
Of the culture.
Yeah. But I mean Hong Kong is very international. They have combined like different of the fashion. Like they have they like Japanese fashion, they like K-pop style, some stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Street style in American whatever.
Street style, yeah. Street style. So how would you define the fashion style in Hong Kong? Because when I was there, honestly, it reminded me a bit like Perth. Like not everybody there is into fashion. Like if you go to Japan, everybody's dressing on point. But in Hong Kong, a lot of people don't really care about fashion that much. It's just very casual, just whatever. It's like, it's kind of humid environment, I guess. So they just throw on whatever. But in probably more than here, but compared to Japan, I think less people seem to care about fashion from what I could see just out of my window.
Yeah, but I mean, in Hong Kong, it's very, very depends. Like people, you know, Hong Kong is quite busy. Like yeah. people like yeah, working so busy. 24 hours every day.
Crazy.
Like they just wake up and go work and go home yeah. and sleep. And next day, wake up, go work, go home. Like
yeah.
a routine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, in fashion, they, you can see a lot of fashion people in maybe in Jim Sha Jui, in Wong Kar, in Kowloon, something like a fashion area, you know, yeah. like that. But I mean, in normally people in, normally Hong Kong people, they dress up very casual, but like some of the people, they dress up really vintage.
Vintage. Yeah, there's a vintage trend in Hong Kong for sure. A lot of cool vintage stores, yes. like very cool vintage stores.
And like they are Hong Kong, they have a label. They are, their trains look like a Japanese vintage style, like very, very, how to say, like, sure, like a Candy Cason style, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. In Hong Kong?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, what do you think drives that, that kind of style or vintage style? In Hong Kong, like, why do people wear sort of more vintage compared to Japan? Or I'm assuming, I haven't been to like mainland China, but I'm assuming they dress up more stylish. If they're into fashion, they're going to dress up more like high end
yeah.
style, more labels. But in Hong Kong, I guess it's more vintage, similar to, I say, like here, even in Fremantle, particularly, everybody's wearing like vintage style clothes. Yes.
I mean, like, it really depends, like, very personal. Some people, like, they really want to put something, today I want to be like this. I just want to wear something chill. Today I want to be more, like, formal, something like that. It's, like, very depends, you know.
But the general style is mostly, like, more relaxed than...
Yeah, more relaxed, like...
other places like Japan or...
I think it's more relaxed than Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... how to say, like, but I haven't been to Hong Kong for quite long. I just been back to Hong Kong last year. I can see like people didn't dress up like what I dress up to.
Yeah, sometime. Yeah, yeah.
Like, but they did dress up something like very, very like a Japanese style. Honestly, I feel like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? Why would you say Japanese style?
Because I feel for me, like when I was young, I always go to Japan too. I went to Japan like a lot of time. And also in Hong Kong, people love to go into Japan for travel.
Yeah.
For shopping, for like everything, like eating, you know.
Yeah.
So because Hong Kong is very love Japanese
style, yeah, yeah,
their
yeah.
culture, their food, and the currency is quite
similar.
Less. Very
oh,
low,
similar. Less. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I felt Hong Kong was this. Yeah, it's like the hub of Asia. Like people from Southeast Asia travel there because it's kind of close to Southeast Asia in a way. And then it's also, it's like in between Southeast Asia and then mainland China. And then Japan is close by as well. So a lot of people kind of, I think it's like a business, it's like a business hub as well for Asia, basically. Yes.
It's like a business area in Hong Kong, like every economy city. Area,
so you could find people from all over.
Yes, sir.
Asia, and
in, where you lived before in Hong Kong, right? Where
Hong Kong, lived in Wan Chai.
Wan Chai, like, you can see a lot like foreigner people in there, right?
Yeah, a few foreign people. So you had a market there. It was in between Central and the other. So
bro,
between
do you went to Kowloon Sai?
Kowloon. I did. Yeah.
Kowloon Sai is more local for like local people, like local Hong Kong people.
Yeah, and I went to the Chongqing Mansions.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
At nighttime.
Do you went to Lang Kwai Fong? They're like a late lifestyle area. Somewhere.
Maybe. I went to, it was on Kowloon side. Yeah, I think. I did go there. It was, is that where the night market is? The night market?
Wong Kar, they have a night market.
Wong Kar, yeah, I think Wong it was
Kar.
That.
Wong Kar, I saw your story. You went there before, I think so.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
And
but Wonko is very for the like a fashion area. Like,
oh yeah,
a lot of fashion label in Wonko.
I thought there was the most amount of fashion stores I saw was in Central.
Central is more like high end.
Yeah,
like
high end.
Big label, like fancy label. Something like a Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Gucci, whatever. They will mainly focus on the center area. But in the Kowloon area, it's more like a local people. So everything will be a little bit slightly different.
Oh, okay.
Fashion as well.
Yeah. And where did you live? Like,
I live in Kowloon side, Wan Dai Sin. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's very, very, very local.
So if you were to advise, because we've got a lot of creative people listening, if you were to advise creative people, maybe they want to go to Hong Kong, where would you say they would go? Maybe they want to go to galleries, or they're interested in fashion and art and that sort of thing. And
I think I recommend
food. What do you recommend?
Food.
Food?
Food is very amazing in there. I don't know. I feel like Hong Kong dim sum is the best. I love the dim sum. I love the Shanghai juicy dumpling.
Yeah.
And I love the noodle in Hong Kong, like whatever noodle, you know, just a noodle is good.
Yeah.
Like,
but is it like a really Hong Kong food, like, or is food like food in Hong Kong like a fusion between like different Asian dishes?
Hong Kong, yes, a little bit. I don't think it's fusion, but I feel they have their own style. They love to do the roasted chicken, like, you know, the roasted duck, roast pork belly. All those from Hong Kong is amazing food. I love that. Do you try roast pork? In Hong Kong,
I think I tried the pork buns,
barbecue pork bun,
and I went to this one place. It was near the hostel I was staying, and they just had like all this like roast food, and I just went there like almost.
Did you
every
try
day.
The fish ball, the curry fish ball?
I didn't. I really didn't know what to get. I tried the milk. You know, it's like a sweet milk custard like thing.
Oh, the egg yolk.
It's like a milky. It's like a hot milk.
Oh no! I know what you mean.
I've got the picture.
Is it dessert?
Yeah, it's like a dessert.
It's binker, right? Binker.
And then I think it's like a coconut dish as well. And like a drink. I'll show you. Coconut shake.
Okay. Wait, where is it?
I'll show you guys. That's coconut shake.
Wait, where is it, bro?
That's so, you know, I'm in Wan Chai.
Yeah.
And I'm looking outside my hotel, and right down that way is Central. But what's the other way? There's another like Central, but it's the other way.
The other Central, yeah.
Yeah, what's that called? Wan Chai is between two like...
Whoa, bro, I forget. Like the train station, right?
Oh. Yeah, I'll have to check.
Doesn't matter, bro.
But in Macca's, you got the matcha tart. That was interesting.
Oh, matcha.
Yeah, you could only find this matcha.
Limited edition, right? Limited.
Yeah, you could only find this matcha sweet in the Hong Kong.
Even like Hong Kong very love Japan style food.
Yeah,
like
matcha. Yeah. I think a lot of Hong Kong food is like a fusion, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Macca's there, it was interesting. Like fastest Macca's in the world is in Hong Kong for
really?
Sure. Like you order. So quick here.
Everything is quick
in
Hong Kong, bro. Yeah. Honestly, like you, if you order anything, just this, and they're okay, done. Bring it to you.
Yeah, because
and only 2 minutes or 3 minutes, then you can enjoy your meal.
I think people in Hong Kong are very time sensitive because it's like they live in sort of like a small place, small apartment. They go home, they go to work, and then like busy. So, I think some people find. Hong Kong people don't have a lot of patience, but I think it's because they're like busy all the time and
it's their lifestyle.
It's not they're trying to be like not patient, but it's just the Hong Kong lifestyle is busy, so you get stuff done quickly, and I think they're like hard workers. And
the thing is, like, not usually people will going out to eat in Hong Kong, because Hong Kong eating outside is quite expensive though. Yeah, like normally people will cook at home.
Oh, okay.
So yes,
that's interesting, because in Japan I don't think anybody cooks at home. I think they all go out.
Everyone just going out to eat in Japan. Yeah, like Bilu and like everything, like they're always going out to eat in Japan. Everyone, it's cheap, and like Japanese food is very yum. It's very yummy.
Oh yeah.
You randomly go into any restaurant in Japan, right?
Yeah.
So you can just taste everything is so good. Even though in 7-Eleven, you buy you just buy any instant food in there, and just put it in the microwave. Then it's amazing. You know, very amazing in Japan, everything.
So do you think the food in Hong Kong is a fusion of like different dishes, or they have their own signature? Because I know they have the pineapple bun. That's like the Hong Kong
thing. The pineapple bun.
With the butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Hong Kong signature. Iconic bun.
But even that in itself is some sort of a fusion, because it's on, usually on like a croissant or something. Or I think it was like a croissant style or pastry.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah. But it seemed like a fusion. But what's like, and they also, I think the buns are the signature dish.
The custom bun is the signature. Yeah. The pineapple one and the roast duck.
Yeah.
And roast pork belly. And congee. I love congee.
Oh, okay.
You know congee, right? The soft rice. With the,
oh, yeah. I think I did have that.
Porridge. Is it? You guys call porridge?
Yeah, porridge.
Yeah. Congee and porridge. Yeah, same.
So why did you want to come? Did you know you wanted to be a model before you came to Perth?
I was modeling in Hong Kong when I was in high school, right? So when I first time being model in the catwalk, I feel like, wow, it's cool. I was so enjoyed when I walk. I was so enjoyed in the stage in my high school. And after that, every year, I done it every year. So since 2014, 15, 16, and then I graduate.
Yeah.
In my graduate in high school, it's like 10 years old. My high school is like 10 years old. And then it's like a big fashion show in somewhere. I forget where is it, but I did like a big catwalk. It's a big fashion show in there. And I did the dancing.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I really forget how to dance. No, like a
ball dancing.
Yeah, ball dancing. Okay. Yes. And after that, I stopped because I need to. My parents sent me to here to study before, right? So I need to study IELTS. So I'm mainly focused on studying and keep studying. Yeah. After that, when I moved to here, I stopped modeling for maybe 2 years, and then I started again on 2018.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
in Perth. The first one is Melbourne Cup. Shout out to Astra, KWF.
Okay. So why did you come to Perth if you knew you wanted to pursue fashion? Because fashion huge in Perth.
I know, right? But
like, what made you come to Perth? Why did you choose Perth?
I didn't choose Perth. I want to go to UK, but my parents want me to come to Australia. So that's the main reason. I need to follow my parents, what they say.
And did they pick Perth?
They picked Perth because my family love Perth because it's very quiet. This is the main point. They want me to focus on study. You know what I mean? They don't want me to going out too much.
Oh, okay, you know what I mean? They want like you to, yeah.
They want me to focus on that
so thing. What's it like having, how do your parents feel? How did your parents feel about you pursuing modeling when you told them about it? What do they think?
Oh, when I was young, when I was 16, I'm trying to get into model agents in Hong Kong. So I'm legally signed a contract.
Yeah.
But my parents doesn't allow me to do that. It is because, like, you know, Asian, They would send you.
Yeah. They would. They want you to be like a doctor, or
they want. They expect like, they don't want me to be a model.
Yeah.
They don't want me to be what I want to be. So, but anyway, of course, I need to listen to my parents. After that, I come here and I graduate. I done all my parents want. They want me to do. Then, I'm just doing what I want to do. I'm doing like I love doing. I love being model. So. I'm just being model now.
Yep.
And they didn't say they are supporting, but if as long as you're showing them like, oh, see, I'm putting effort in there and I get a little bit payback like that.
So they see like you're passionate about it. So then they're kind of okay.
Yes.
And then they wanted you to come to Perth because they didn't want you to do like partying and things like that.
Yes. But I mean, Perth is good though. Perth is good because, like, honestly, it's okay. Very okay.
Perth is okay.
Perth is okay. Very okay.
But it's...
They're going up. They're going.
Yeah,
they're going,
for sure.
They're still going.
I think, Perth is definitely a place to invest in. It's not, like, hot right now. But I think it's... In the future, it's going to be... It's going to end up being, like, a place like Melbourne or Sydney at some point.
100%.
When we get more population and infrastructure and all that. But did your parents understand that it's like very hard to do fashion and modeling in Perth? Or did you know that, or you're just...
I didn't tell them like all those stuff. I didn't tell them I'm being the fashion model in Perth. I didn't tell them like, you know, I just want to show them like in the future when I get like, oh, I've been in the fashion week, I just show them like that I've been there, like you see. That I'm not gonna like say all the thing to my parents because I'm the person like I want to show them like more.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I don't want to like, oh, I'm telling you, I'm blah 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 and blah blah blah. I'm just
going
to show
with the
them,
flow a bit.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to move to Sydney or Melbourne, could you do that, or your parents wouldn't?
No, it's not about my parents anymore. I can do that, but the thing is like, it's about I want to get more experience in Perth to get more like, I want to explore my modeling in here more.
Okay. Is it because it's kind of like you can test things out and it's not like so serious. You can maybe make a mistake here in Perth before you go like international.
And also like it's a lot of thing. Like I need to focus on not even like modeling, like my financial, you know, is to Melbourne and move to Sydney is quite expensive though right now. I've been to Sydney before. My 2 months before, I've been to Sydney with my partner, right?
Yeah.
Then the reason I went there is because I want to see the fashion. The fashion is very good.
Yeah. Like, oh, so is that your first time going to Melbourne?
That is my first time being to Sydney.
Oh, Sydney, I mean, sorry. And what's your opinion on the fashion scene there and why?
I can see like a lot of opportunity.
Okay.
For any industry.
Yeah.
Like maybe for models, it's quite good though. It's because it's a big area and like their fashion is more like different combined to Perth.
Yeah, I think it is bigger, more brands and more things happening. Oops.
People will dress up more than Perth people they dress up.
So do you want to move to Melbourne or Sydney in the future, do you think? Or
I do want to move to Sydney. But like I need to save a lot of things.
Yeah.
Money, you know, a lot of stuff. And I'm applying for the permanent visa in here.
Yeah.
So I need to stick with the plan first.
Ah, okay. Where are you working at the moment? Because you wouldn't be a full-time model.
Yeah,
right?
I'm working two jobs, bro.
Yeah.
I'm working in the coffee shop in the morning every day.
Which one? They can come get coffee from you, maybe.
Bro, like you've all the way to the city.
Yeah. It's
just downstairs of my apartment, 15 Albany Street.
What's it called?
It's called Art Gorgeous.
Ask.
Art Gorgeous.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, it's kind of like a grab and go coffee shop, like for the office worker, because the area I live in is like an office area.
So you work a coffee shop in the morning?
Yeah, and working in Zara.
From what time?
Sometimes 2 to 7, sometimes 12 to 7, sometimes maybe 12 to maybe 1 to 10, you know.
Okay.
Because I'm the casual worker in there.
Yeah, okay. So it's not really... coffee maybe like 2 or 3 hours.
Coffee is a 4 hour.
Okay.
So the other job is like a 5 hour.
Okay. And then is that tiring for you or you?
No, of course you can say it's tired, but the thing is I need to, being model is my dream, right?
Yeah.
So I need to keep going. I need to saving the money for my future. Maybe in the, you don't know who can tell, like maybe next day you got the email, some of the fashion show, they select you to be a model. So maybe next month you need to fly to the Sydney, to the other place for that. Then you need to have a money, right? So that's the money I'm saving for, and saving for the future.
Okay. So you're just like saving and then you're going to make a move at some point.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's smart. No, it's, I think it's, in any creative field, it's hard to, kind of have to have two jobs or something like this, because it's hard to be, you know, work for yourself as a creative. Yeah.
Bro, this is not the hard thing. The hard thing, the harder thing is waiting, being patient.
Yeah.
This is the very hardest thing for the artists, for the people, for people who love fashion, for people who love the thing, you know, like
just being patient.
Yeah. For me, I always be patient is because I know I'm really believe what I'm believe to. Like I'm believe what I'm believe in. Like I can be a good model.
Yeah.
Like I can be a one day.
So what's the dream? Like what shows and where do you want to be walking?
My final.
Like Asia or Europe. Asia. Like those are I think the biggest fashion markets in the world are like Europe. Asia, Europe, or America, it's not really.
I think Europe.
But right. Europe or Europe?
Any fashion week in there. This is my dream. Like, I want to walk. I just want to walk. You know?
Which brand?
Any brand, bro. You can walk in the fashion week. You already feel so grateful, you know? Like,
okay.
Like in. Of course, that's the dream. That's the one of my dream. Of course, I have the other thing I want to focus on too.
And are you signed at the moment, or have you ever been signed to a model agency?
I haven't been signed yet. But I will.
Because did you do some work for Vivian's? I think.
Yeah, I did.
But it wasn't. You weren't signed. You were just freelance.
After that, I back to freelance.
Oh, okay. After. Okay, cool.
It's because
okay. And what fashion shows, because I've got some of your fashion shows here. It said the Cairns Fashion Week.
Yeah, Cairns Fashion Week.
So how did you get this?
Oh, this
job
is like last year I saw it in the advertise on Instagram.
Yeah.
Then I saw that and I applied that. I've been waiting for 1 year, bro.
Oh, okay.
First half year, I've been sending the email to them maybe 2 times, 3 times, and they didn't reply me back a half year.
Okay.
And then half year later, they sent me back one email. Oh, congratulations. You've been selected to be our fashion model in our fashion show. And then I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
So good. And then I've been waiting, and they... at the end, they confirmed that, and then that's it. I bought the ticket and go there. I need to buy the ticket in advance. It's because this is the point. That's why I'm saving the money. It's because I need to pay first in advance, and then they pay me back for the thing.
Man, it's pretty hard to be a freelance model. Like,
very hard.
Pay isn't good. Pay isn't good. Like, they don't pay for your ticket, especially when you're coming up. Yeah. Also, especially if you're a male model, I think you get paid less. I think I'm not too sure, but you definitely get less work I think, as a male model, possibly. I think,
yeah,
there's less opportunity. So yeah, it's not easy,
honestly. It's very hard, to be honest. Like, you're doing right now the job you're doing right now, right, bro? Like,
yeah.
What you're doing right now, is it, you feel easy,
this like podcasting stuff?
Yeah, some all those stuff you're doing right now.
I don't think it's easy, but there's like a drive to it. I just have to keep doing it. I have to get better.
Are you enjoying?
Yeah,
exactly. You are enjoying what you're doing right now. So even though you feel not easy, you will keep going, right? It's because like you believe yourself, like you enjoy what you're doing right now. So same, like I'm doing like a model. That's why even though I'm working so hard, but I can see like a lot of people working very hard though. Like everyone is working hard for doing what they want. So I mean like, if as long as you're enjoying, so yeah, you will pay back.
So what keeps you motivated, and what are some tips for creatives to kind of keep going and growing their brand?
I don't know. I just keep going is because like I believe in what I'm believing now. I'm happy. It's not because I'm positive. I'm positive. I think positive.
Because I saw on your phone, you had some goals there. Like,
yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
so on Carson's lock screen, he had some like goals there. So when he checks his phone or something, he can see the goals right there. So it's like stay on track.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like every time I wake up in the morning, I just tell myself it's a new day. So you need to keep going and you need to improve yourself. I always compare myself to myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yesterday you did mistake. No worries. Keep going.
Yeah.
Today
yeah.
you are the new day. You just keep going what you want to do. So you need to set the target. Okay, today I need to filming myself about what I need to do. Like, oh, today I will do some view about OOTD outfit of the day. So just do it. So today, okay, I need to work whole day. After work, I need to go back home to shower and like think about what is the next day I need to do. You know, every day just routine, like thinking what is the next day I need to do.
Okay.
And also I feel the motivation about myself is all about like, I'm very into being fashion model.
That's what you think about every day?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel...
is it that like drives you to do it? Like, I know you say you just want to walk the runway.
Yeah.
It's that like sense of accomplishment.
It's like
that you're chasing. Because it's not the money, right? I mean, it'd be nice if it was. But I think if people were in it, I don't think anyone's in the modeling for the money, really.
For me, like, I'm more like, I just want to make my own history, bro. Like, I want to make my own journey. Like, so create my own journey. Like, this is Carson. I'm Carson.
Is what you did?
Yes.
And you've done some collabs through social media with different brands. Which brands have you worked with, like making content, like videos and that sort of
thing? I'm making content with the Short Daily from Melbourne.
Yeah.
So yes, this is every time the product been sent to me, I need to think how to make them feel. Yeah. How to make them real, and how to feel.
How did you connect with them? Did you just DM them on Instagram or?
Oh, I'm just luck.
Did they message you?
Yes, they did message me.
Okay, and do they pay you, or sometimes you get free things like free socks?
Sometimes.
But it's just all about getting your brand out there, hey?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just getting like a reputation, you know, like helping each other, beneficial.
Okay, and then in last year, you did the runway show at the Perth Airport. Tell us about that. How did that happen?
How
did you get in? Maybe there's a model listening. They want to walk this sort of show.
I think it's because I saw the Instagram as well. Like, and then I, I reached them out. So I sent an email to them.
Were they doing castings?
They did.
They did last year, right?
I think. Yeah, they did last year. I'm the last one. I think I'm the last one being. They email me back to me. Hey, cousin, are you free? Like today, I forget. Is it like very? I feel like I'm the last one to be in there.
Okay.
But that was very. That fashion show is very very cool. You know, like in airport.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It's very.
So it was called the Safe Fashion Show for people who don't know. And yeah, it happened in I think around June. Yeah. June
that
last
is the
year.
First time I meet you in there, bro.
That's where I met Carson.
Yeah, I even have a picture.
Yeah, we got a picture. But no, that fashion show was very cool. Great vibes. Yeah. Everyone was friendly. It was all very well organized. Friendly models. I got to shoot the behind the scenes.
Yes.
I think it was the best Perth fashion show I've been to.
That's why I meet the designer. Jules.
And cool fashion show. Yeah.
That's why I meet him.
You met Jules from Turnaboco.
Yeah, Turnaboco.
And Christian from Amore Clothing.
Today, I'm wearing
track shoe
from Turnaboco.
Oh, that's Turnaboco.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
This is my favorite. I always wear this to any fashion. I wear this to the casting, like very, very much. Even though in Cairns, Queensland, the Cairns Fashion Week, I wear this one to the casting.
Oh, yeah. It's very clean.
Yeah. It's like very suitable for the. It's very simple, you know.
I'll tell you what, guys. I went out to the Reborn event on the weekend. Carson was getting compliments left, right, and center by so many people about his outfit. Like, oh, I love your outfit. Love your outfit.
Yeah. That outfit is like because I don't know. It's from the I got inspired from the K-pop artist. From the BTS.
Oh yeah. Is that what how would you describe your style like K-pop?
My style for myself, I feel like I don't know, sometimes I dress up like a very very casual, sometimes I dress up very, I just depend my feeling.
Yeah.
So sometimes I can just dress up like,
what are you dressing up when you're dressing casual? I've never seen you dress casual.
I don't know. I wear the trouser. Wear the sneaker and wear the t-shirt. That's it.
What's your summer fit?
Summer fit is like jeans and t-shirt.
Okay.
And I don't know, never
shorts.
I never wear shorts. Never. I feel like, yeah. I don't know.
Why is that?
It's not my, I not even wear shorts one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, even in summer?
In summer.
Why is that?
Maybe I don't know. I
just don't like it.
No, it's not just don't like it. It's maybe I don't have a shawl.
You don't have any. Okay. So you would rather? Why would you rather walk European runway than an Asian runway? Say like Japan Fashion Week, China.
How to say like?
Because I think wouldn't you have more chance walking Japan or China because it's more of like an Asian market, so they want more Asian models. Even though when I was in Japan, they did have some
diverse model, but they did have some,
but mostly Japanese models.
I don't know. I feel like how to say? I do. But honestly, I feel more into like a Euro fashion brand. Fashion Week. And
why do you know why that is though?
Why?
Yeah.
Why I want to. You mean like,
yeah, like why do you want to walk Europe rather than Asian fashion show? Is it because out of your comfort zone or like
different? No, it's different? Just like I feel in how to say like market target is different. So for example. But wait, you did say like in Japan Fashion Week, like even though like more Japan, more like an Asian model than the foreign model. I don't know. I might give a shot then.
Oh, okay.
Like I would just try everything. Okay. So I don't mind. I don't really mind. But my final, I really want to go to Paris for like a fashion week.
Okay. So you're kind of just doing it more for the lifestyle and to kind of like show that you did it, that sense of achievement.
Yes.
You're not really trying to be famous, although that'd be nice.
I want to, very hard to say. I don't want to be famous. I feel like being famous is like, it's a lot of thing. It's not just being like a model. It's, you need to be in like an artist, like, you know, a lot of thing. But for me, I want to be a model is because I do love fashion.
You just love fashion and clothes.
I do love what I'm wearing. Like, I want to wear something like share to the people. Yeah. Like, today I'm wearing this, like this, like this, OOTD. Like
okay. That.
And for me, being, you say like celebrity, is it called?
Yeah, celebrity. Yeah,
celebrity or artist. I think it's too far.
Okay.
Too far away.
And recently you did a collaboration with Turnabout Co. in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So tell us, how did that happen? And then what was the collaboration about? And
so you mean this label, Juice label?
Yeah, Turnabout Co.
Yeah. So first thing, before I went back to Hong Kong, I really want to bring some local brand from Perth to Hong Kong to do like a photo, to do like a photo shoot or video, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking to why I'm just contact Juice about this. And I just send a message to him like, hey bro, I want to collaborate with you. I want to bring your item back to Hong Kong to do like a photo shoot or a video as well. And then he said, why not? Yes, just going, just do it. Then he gave me the clothes and I sent him the reference what I want to do in the video. And he 100% supporting what I'm going to do. And like, he truly trusts me. Like I can do really good quality stuff like that. So all those things. And after that, I went back to Hong Kong and I contact he's one of my friends. He's called Mickey and he's okay. Big shout out to Mickey and his team, Old Team Media here. So we prepare for like maybe 1 month for this photo shoot.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah. But you know, this campaign can be bigger because sadly on that time it's during like maybe Chinese New Year. I remember it's a Chinese New Year. So it's not really everyone can able to work.
Mm.
So that's why we team up like less people. And
so who did you collaborate with in Hong Kong? Can you name that, or maybe their Instagrams
so people can connect? I collaborate with the Hong Kong production teams called Old Team Media. Director is Mickey Wong 17.
So is that OT? I can find the Instagram.
OTIN.NEDIA.
OTIN.NEDIA.
Oh, okay. And director is Mickey Wong 17.
Oh yeah, I've got it here. Okay, cool. And did you know him already?
Yeah, I did know him. Like, he's my best mate.
Cool. So. Yeah, very cinematic stuff. He does, looks like he does kind of film stuff. Oh, it's cool. He does some cool.
And he did like a lot. He did a lot of like a video in UK as well, in Manchester.
Does he have his own production business? And has he worked with a lot of fashion brands?
Yes.
Yeah. And is that his full-time job in Hong Kong?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So being like a director in create. Now he's doing like a creative director in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So helping like a superstar. I don't know. Is it helping? Doing like a lot of campaign in there in Hong Kong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see his
And back to the day I went back Hong Kong, right? So
oh, here we go. I got the collaboration here.
And we added a lot of stuff, like, because I was like, how about we, I put a lot of ideas to it, like, we how to say, we have a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
Chat the BTS, bro.
Chat the BTS?
My BTS.
Oh, on your page?
Yes. The BTS, like, can show that, like,
oh, here we go. You got the director produced by Auden Media. Director and editor Mickey Wong, videographer, starring Carson, assistant camera. Okay.
Can cool. be can be bigger, you know, can be more high quality. But just like we don't have that much people working on this on that time. Doing the Chinese New Year.
Oh yeah. Oh, so you could have had a bigger team.
Yeah.
So what's the
even though I make up by myself, I do the makeup and I stylish myself too. Normally we'll have stylish too and makeup artists.
Oh, stylish. So and that would all be down to collaborate. Like what's the creative culture like in Hong Kong? Is everybody down to like collaborate and sort of work together and everybody sort of knows each other over there? Or
oh, same like
because some people it's like, oh, you have to get paid to do it. And it's like, I think with a big project that's understandable, but I think it's also important to do like collaborative projects when to you grow each other.
When you start from the bottom. So when you start from the beginning, of yeah. course you need to do a lot like TFP, TPF.
Yeah, TFP. Yeah,
TFP. And after that, like...
Which is time for...
Print.
Print or yeah. pictures or... Yeah.
Yeah. And after that, you can get paid.
Yeah.
But normally, they pay more though.
And this one was just a collaboration between everybody. Yep.
Really?
The Turner Boca was just collaboration. Everybody wanted to work on the project sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I think...
Oh, mate. Oh, you say they didn't... Oh, yes.
Because I think it's important to have that collaborative culture. And it's cool to see that in Hong
but
Kong.
But it's so cool, though. It's like I took that. The location we picked is something like very... Like a Hong Kong factory. You know what I mean? Like... So yeah. Background is very, very local, very local, very Hong Kong.
Yeah, very
local.
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see
the leaf. You know, when I do the shoot in the leaf, I press every level.
Oh, okay.
I press every.
Oh,
level.
So then you can stay in the.
Yeah, I can still stay in there and then take a lot of shoot like that, and very hard though in Hong Kong because if you went to some building to take a shoot. You need to pay for the security.
Oh, yeah.
And if not, they're not. Or you need to book in advance. Normally.
Yeah, for sure.
In purpose.
But most of the time in Hong Kong, like the creators know each other and they want to collaborate and that sort of thing. Okay. Do most creative people speak English? Say if people from Australia want to go there and collaborate with some people.
Of course, they
do. Mostly.
They do. But of course, not fully like.
But they speak some English.
Yeah, they understanding. They understand.
Okay, so yeah, it's definitely a cool project. Shout out to Turner Boca.
This video is bringing me to the next level. Like that's from my very deep period. Like on that time, I didn't have any. Photo shoot, like any job on that time. And after that, I back to Hong Kong. I did that shoot.
Oh, okay.
And then bring me up again, you know.
Okay. So it's important to kind of build
it's
your portfolio.
It's very memorable and very meaningful to me. And very big shout out to Auden Media and Jules as well.
Yeah.
Thank you
shout
so
out to Auden Media, Mickey Wong, Wong.
Wong. Yes, sir.
Nelson 1123. as well with that cool project. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Carson.
Yes, sir.
For coming on. Awesome to find out more about Hong Kong, the creative scene there. Hope everybody...
But do you enjoy going... Do you enjoy the Hong Kong trip, bro?
Yeah, Hong Kong was cool. It was different from any part of Asia that I've been to. It's kind of like a small, dense place, very, very busy.
But you don't feel like very...
People doing their own thing, but it's a unique place because it's like 1 minute you're in the city and you go for a 15-minute walk and you're in the mountains and nobody's there. So you have this like amazing nature and forest and you have this like bustling city, busy people, but you can get out of the city. Like people love walking there. People love running there. People love like dragon boat racing there. People love sport and like they're very active, very hardworking.
Yes.
People in Hong Kong.
Very hardworking. Yes, that's 100%.
And they're very passionate about their city as well.
How about what's your legs? Tell me, like, what's your legs in this next year?
Next year, I'm going to go to Japan Fashion Week. I might check out...
Okay, Korea?
Maybe Korea. This year, I was thinking to go to Japan and South Korea Fashion Week because that happened around the same time. Not sure. And then I learned only after I left Hong Kong that Hong Kong is the epicenter of art, Asian art.
Yes.
But...
Oh, you did mention...
But I didn't check. I feel like I could check out more galleries. If I knew all the galleries, I would check them out. Also, Singapore kind of interests me as well.
Singapore and Hong Kong is quite similar.
Yeah.
Quite similar. It's like shopping a lot. A lot of stuff like that.
Only thing is apparently Singapore is expensive, but I mean, I went to Japan, but so probably the same.
But compared to Hong Kong and Japan, like you think which one is more expensive though for traveling?
Traveling. It's easier to spend money in Hong Kong. I think, yeah. And also in Hong Kong, I couldn't access any money. I withdrew money at the airport.
Yeah.
And cash, and then I had to live off that cash because my bank card doesn't work in any machine. ATM, it was with Bank West. I changed to Commonwealth Bank now, and I think I would get a travel card.
You should
card.
Use an ANZ. They do have an ANZ in Hong Kong.
Oh, really? Yeah, because I couldn't withdraw any money in Hong Kong. I tried everything, even the money exchange. Oh. I couldn't do it. So I just had to live off my cash, and I survived. I could use my card in 7-Eleven, so I wouldn't starve.
You can cash out?
Because I can't get cash out. But I could use my...
Your Visa.
Card to buy like the food in the store, like little buns and chicken.
What's your favorite food in Hong Kong, bro?
In Hong Kong?
You did try.
Yeah. I think it was the sweet milk. It's like the sweet milk custard
bun
thing. I need to...
Show me, bro.
Let me see. Let me ask ChatGPT what... Here's the sweet milk hot drink in Hong Kong. Let's see. Hong Kong style milk tea. Yeah, the milk tea.
Milk tea.
Yeah, the milk tea was very yum. And then I also had the coconut shake.
Coconut shake.
So the drinks are very good. And then the unique matcha Hong Kong.
Matcha
tart that I had at the McDonald's.
Egg tart. Do you try egg tart in Hong Kong?
I didn't try the egg tart.
You should next time. I mean,
okay. Because I think the sweets are pretty good. And then I just didn't know what was traditional Hong Kong food and what was like
egg tart, dim sum, like fish ball, curry fish ball. No, like put in the skillet like this.
And on one of the days, I just went for the walk up I was trying to get to Lion's Lookout. You know Lion's Lookout?
Lion's Lookout?
Yeah, over the city.
Have you go to the mountain?
Yeah, I went up. So I was looking for one of the main lookouts is called Lion's Lookout. And then I didn't find it. I think it's very hard because there wasn't always a path to walk on. Maybe I had to walk on the road to get there. So I just went up a different way. I still found a cool view, but I kept walking and then it got dark in the Hong Kong jungle mountain, the mountains.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just had my phone light and I was trying to find a cool view. So I climbed all the way up the top. It was like misty. There were like spider webs. And I got to the top and then I couldn't see anything because it was so foggy up there.
Yeah. Hong Kong is very foggy now.
But I came back down and then I'm like looking in the dark and this animal comes out of the jungle. It's like this big animal on the road and it stops there. And I was like, I can't see it. So I'm like, what is that? And it was a wild like boar. Or something.
Maybe it's a ghost.
You know, pig? Like a pig?
Oh, no.
I didn't know you guys had wild pig there, so I was scared.
They do in the mountain, yeah.
Do they attack people?
Yeah, yes, they do. But you are lucky. But normally, like, if you not go closer to them, they're not going to attack you. But, like, monkey have a lot in Hong Kong. And that pig, like, you know, sometimes it's... How big they are, like, you can't see, right? They are so big
They're pretty big. And then I think...
Their nail is so sharp.
So I could have been attacked by a pig in Hong Kong. That's scary. Well, do you have like dangerous animals there? Snakes?
I think yes. But not that dangerous in not that really dangerous if you not go further up. But like if you follow the map to do like hiking, whatever is safe.
Okay, so I just asked ChatGTP what are the most dangerous animals in Hong Kong. Chinese cobras. This venomous snake can be found in Hong Kong rural areas and it's a threat. So got Chinese cobra, branded crate, scorpions, bees, wasps, marine animals like jellyfish, sea urchins, monkeys. They didn't say.
Do you know any Cantonese, bro?
Mgoi. And
Dagaho.
Dolce sai.
I mean, thank you.
Yeah.
Dagaho, ogyu Harry.
Dagaho, ogyu Harry.
Oh my God. You know what that mean? Hi everyone. My name is Harry. Yes, sir.
Okay. I need to remember. What is it again?
Dagaho, ogyu Harry.
Dagaho, ogyu Harry.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Ogyu Lanzai.
Lan Chai. Best Hong Kong food. Hong Kong is renowned for its vibrant culinary scene. It offers a diverse range of dishes that blend traditional Chinese flavors with international influence. See, it's a blend. Dim sum, roast goose. Egg waffles. Char siu, wonton noodles, pineapple bun, Hong Kong style milk tea. That's what I had. Clay pot rice. Fish balls.
This is my favorite fish ball.
Steamed rice rolls. Okay. Yeah. Fish balls. A popular street food, fish balls are made from a mixture of fish paste and flour, then typically served skewered.
Bro, do you eat hot pot?
Yeah. Yep.
You can. It's spicy. Very spicy. Like mala.
I can probably do it. Not a lot, but I can try. I'm going to show everybody the. This is the curry fish balls, guys.
That's my favorite. Like that. When I was young in Hong Kong, like every time when I'm finished school, I would just grab that thing like to eat. Like this.
Oh yeah, that's your favorite food. Okay.
So it's mean like next year you will trying to go to like a Japan fashion week again and like Korean fashion week.
Yeah, if I go to travel next year, sir. Yeah, I'm gonna go to Japan fashion week.
I just
met people there. Yeah, and they were just so friendly and they're like, "Are you coming back?" And I'm like, "Okay, I'll come back."
That's so funny, right?
They're friendly.
And then you get connection in there, so which is good though. Yeah. Like you can just go back.
I think that's the most important thing for me is like connection with international people, even like bringing their style here. For example, I got a photo shoot tomorrow and it's a stylist I met in Osaka. He's styling for the shoot. So you get like different perspective, different creatives. And my goal with everything here, I want to bring big brands to Perth and then have Perth creatives hire them to work on the brand and stuff like that. But you got to network there to bring the brands here.
Yes. Just I did try in Hong Kong last time, but very hard though. I did try like ask a couple of the local brand from Hong Kong, right? And at the end, it's not working. It's because the period I stay in there is quite short though. I only stay in Hong Kong on that last year is around 1 week, 10 days. So 2 days I'm for shooting. And then after that, I spend time with my family and my friends. That's it. So how about like, what do you think like you will move to Japan to for your like production?
I thought about moving there. I think because people go to Japan and they say, wow, everything's so clean and everybody's stylish and there's huge creative scene here and it just looks so perfect to live here. And it does look like that when you travel there for a few weeks. But I think living there is a different story.
Yes.
Because especially, I mean, if you're a Western person, I think you get some sort of like privilege there. They're like, oh, he's like a Western guy. Just treat you get some sort of privilege. But I think working there, the working hours are tough. Like it's a great holiday place, but I think working hours are tough. And then if you live there, it's different from a holiday. If you live there, you're going same place every day, work. What else?
So you rather than just go there for a fashion week just for the trip and then
I think go there for the trip, get contacts and then
back to Perth,
network back to Perth
and then trying to bring their item, their label to Perth to do like a collaboration like East and West together connect.
I want to bring, so I've started Digital Creators Agency. It's just kind of like putting out work there with collaborations. I want to go to different parts of the world, like Japan, Korea, China, but
you
also
mainly
like
focus more like an Asian country.
I do,
bro.
Just because I like the Asian fashion, but also Africa as well. Because I was born in South Africa, and and I have some family there. My cousin, she has like a creative studio, not to do with fashion, to do with animation.
Yeah,
animation. Like very successful.
Now the animation is very, 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 very on trend, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to check out some South African creatives, even different parts of Africa. And then eventually probably America and Europe. America and Europe don't interest me too much because it's not as creative and the fashion scene seems very showy, I guess. But London seems cool. I do want to go to London as well. London is a part of the West that interests me. Yeah, because it's very multicultural and everybody says it's like a vibe. But expensive though. Expensive
London
to live in Central.
London is very expensive for the people who live in India.
Yeah.
For even though for travel as well. I haven't been there. I've been to Scotland. I've been to Manchester. I've been to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
On 2000.
Oh, you went to Scotland?
Scotland. Just random. I was just randomly went there, like from Manchester to Scotland. But I love Manchester. It's because like the place is very good though.
Yeah.
And I like Amsterdam, the building. The building, the street, everything, the vibe in Amsterdam is so good.
Oh yeah, chill vibe.
You know, right?
Yeah, I've been to Amsterdam.
Do you?
Yeah.
How was it? What do you feel? Feel good?
Yeah, Amsterdam. I like the kind of brick roads and
there's a lot of people riding the bicycle. You know?
People riding the bikes everywhere. Just the city is also very quiet. Like reminds me of Japan. It's like quiet city. People riding bikes, like cobble roads. Interesting architecture, like European, interesting history. So it's a cool place to travel for sure. Yeah.
Yes, but, sir.
Yeah. But the most creative fashion I see is Japan. I'm all about the creativity. Yes. So
when I was, I always look at the Japanese magazine as well.
Mm.
Like a fashion magazine in Japan. And I, because I've been to Japan a lot, not a lot, like maybe like a couple of times, right? So their fashion is very, 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 very their style, you know, it's very Japanese style. And I do love it. Neighborhood, like Ape, something like that. Their label is so cool. Y3.
Oh, yeah, Y3 is cool.
Y3.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
And Candy Garçon.
Yeah, I love the, my favorite type of fashion is the collaboration fashion, like Y3's Adidas and Yoji Yamamoto. So that's very cool for me. I went to the Yoji stores in Japan.
Tokyo, right?
I mean, in Hong Kong, I went to the Yoji Yamamoto stores. Yeah, if you're listening and you're going to go to Hong Kong, just check out the, what's it, the Hong Kong Mall, and it's like a creative mall. What's
where? That? Where is it?
In Hong Kong, the famous creative mall. K11 is
in,
cool
in center around the area, and take the train over there and like maybe you need to walk like maybe 10 minutes. I've been there when I back to Hong Kong on that time. I've been there.
K11 is cool because they have all the cool fashion brands, and they have sculptures in the store. They have cool music, like hip hop music. You know, they have the exhibitions.
Area, you know, that area is an old police station, and then they renew again. That's what I heard from.
What is it?
The building, the K12.
There's lots of K11 buildings, so there's not just one.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I mean, the one I want to show you is that.
Yeah, you can show me. I'll show you guys what K11 looks like in Hong Kong. Creative people should check it out. Someone recommended it. I was like, why would I go to a mall? Like, that's boring, but K11 is all about creativity. So this is K11, guys.
The art mall, this one, right?
Yeah, the art mall.
Our mansion is this one, bro. I'll show you.
So it's hard to see, but they try and integrate artists within the building. K11 Art. They had a cool street exhibition. It's their street art exhibition. So it
and
makes chat
and go, I think, more art in Center Market. Have you been to here, bro?
Center Market. Is that the train station?
No, it's something like an art. Something like an art. Art gallery.
I haven't, but I definitely want to check out more. This is inside the K11 mall. So they had a hip hop art exhibition in the K11 mall, and they had historical artists like Basquiat, Kors, Keith Haring, like really famous New York artists, and that was just in the mall. So that was cool. One of cool part of Hong Kong when I was there. I think your girlfriend is watching. Say hi. Give her a shout out.
Really?
Give her a shout out.
Hey, Salisa. And this one.
Oh, okay. So that's a gallery there.
Yeah, that's a very, very famous gallery. Even though Brad Pink, you know, K-pop Brad Pink.
What's it called? Taekwon?
Taekwon
Gallery. Let me see. Hong Kong.
Yeah, this is very famous.
Okay.
If you next time go, you should visit this. Very cool place. A lot of art in there. This is the thing I mentioned. Like there was a
spiral staircase. Here we go. Cool. So interesting architecture. Okay. Yeah, it looks interesting. Well, I think that's all we got time for, Carson.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much for
coming
on the show.
Me.
And if you guys want to check out Carson on Instagram.
Here we go.
We got it right up here. Oh, shit. On this side of Carson. Oh, no, this side. Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
you can scan that QR code and that'll... Because Carson's looking for modeling work or like modeling connections if you want to help him out. So, yeah, why not?
Yes, sir.
But thanks for tuning in, everybody. Catch you next time. Peace.